Tim and Race Paint. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that the nichlal in the chiyav oinam, the tzarich liyazor shekvedim sheyigia laila chayav laharis tiv yizera v'avim mishnei v'in tzarich liyam rishlo yargil shum ketot averim Shabbos. Shalom bayis does not mean a lack of fighting. That goes without saying. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That goes without saying that you're not supposed to fight. And a lack of fighting doesn't mean that that's a matziv of ava and kirav hadas and something which is conducive to kiyum tzeinu. That's for sure. Geit onzog in the Mishnah Berurah says that it shouldn't be such a matziv. It has to be a matziv where a person is doing something to create an atmosphere of ava, create an atmosphere which will bring to the proper kiyum tzeinu. Now, many people on Friday night are very, very tired because it's been a whole week and they had a mishmor Thursday night. Whether they were learning in the mishmor, they were cleaning in the mishmor, and Shabbos is a crazy day, and they're running around, and comes to Friday night, and they're pashut too tired. We got a mitzvah. Now this is a mitzvah shiach shalat leidei achir. A meila, a person, it doesn't have to be Friday night. Tashu mitzvah, mitzvah leidei Shabbos, and it's not becoming prima leil Shabbos leil Shabbos. If they can't, then it doesn't have to be. However, like the Mishnah Berurah says, lushi koyach einichav lefi koyach. However, certainly a person has a chiyuv to ensure that he can be mekayem this mitzvah in the most possible way. I once heard Aaron David speaking about this. You have a chiyuv to take a nap. You have a chiyuv to take a nap on Friday. Make sure that's one of the things that you must do. You have to clean for Shabbos. You have to make the challenge. You have to take a nap. That's one of the chiyuv that you have. If that is what is needed, one has to ensure that he can come to matzah, because if it's for him, he can be Michael, but if it's for his wife, then he doesn't have the right to be Michael. And if he does it, unless his wife is Michael, and you have to know that she really is being Michael. Amela, certainly a person has to do whatever he could to submit to Beinon Lachavir, that only you could be Mekayim, no one else could be Mekayim this mitzvah, no one else can help out your wife. And therefore, you have to ensure that you can do whatever you need to do, whatever is entailed, whatever is required, to be able to be kind of this mitzvah properly. Second thing is just mitzvah oina. Oina is coming. Just one clarification. Oina means time. The ikur part of the mitzvah is time. Give your wife the time that she needs, whatever that includes. That's why Mishnah Berurah says, Chayev, it's not just the mitzvah, it's not just the shasakim of the mitzvah. Chayev, lahari, ava, v'chibi, is there beforehand, because that's all nichlal in the mitzvah. It's not an extra credit. It's not something which is all a chelik of the mitzvah. And memela, that is, to be mekayim the mitzvah properly, it extends not just from the actual mitzvah, rather from hours beforehand. I mean, it's really entire life, and it should be the entire relationship. However, certainly that's what's required. Of the etzem mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah is telling you, that's what's required. Now, in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, there's a big shaila with regard to almanas, whether or not a person is allowed to be boyer lechatchila on Shabbos. That's the kinyan. The Mishnah Berurah's Mitzayin, the Shin Lametes, that the same thing really applies, really in the Achrayim. There's a big shaila whether or not even by a besula, a person has to be, should do yichud before Shabbos to be able to be, make a proper kinyan. He says the yichud does not have to be the yichud of, it's a real shaila, what is yichud? Is yichud? What is the nisuin? Is it the chuppah? Is that the knisah rishus, or it has to be that you're taking her into a place which is your rishus, even if there's no yichud there, but it's your house. You bring her into your house. It could be 1,000 people there, but I brought her into my house. That is the mice of the knisah lechuppah of the. The Mela, even though with regard to Almana, says Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shalamatez, a person should be careful to do, if he gets married on Friday, he should make a yichud before Shabbos. That's a proper yichud when there's no one else in the house, in the room, and you officially seicher the room, and even unofficially. With regard to. No, the regular is in yichud by a regular However, with regard to Mesula, we're not machmer like we are the regular yichud, and at least they should do a yichud where he has a room that he rented, either in the hotel or in his house, he has a house or whatever it is, and bring her into that room. Even if there's other people there, that's not a problem. That's the din of to be miyachad before. And there are still people that get married on Friday nowadays, and there are people, so it is nagia, it is something which is nagia, not unheard of at all. Sifreish Pei Aleph is an interesting machaber, the whole simon. That English is bevlochol avas panachr moedim shenish kazam olkem b'sham ruchachomim. That's a bechlal aklal. You're only supposed to bow down in the place that Chazal said. First Shmei Nesrei also. And I heard a ma'isa that yeshiva was once davening on they put up the sign when they're davening on Shabbos, and Rufol said, "Oh, the davening was seeking Shabbos." Somebody says, "Rebbe, the davening 7:15 at the same time that they daven every day of the week." He says, "Yeah, but on Shabbos that's the seeking." Why is that? That's the Ramah. Ramah says it's the inning talk at the daven later on Shabbos. Then the Achren Yosef Lava the Beis Haknesses Mibachol Mishum the Tamid Shal Yomayis Achol Nemer of Vayikra. It's a Shabbos Nemer B'Yoyim. So it's an inning to come later to davening on Shabbos, not to come late to davening. To start davening later and to come on time on Shabbos. Now there are, however, the Mishabura twice says that you have to be careful not to miss Man Kriyishma Zman Tvila, and therefore whatever it is that you're going to do, you have to be careful, make sure not to miss Man Kriyishma Zman Tvila. And even if it means skipping over all the parts of that are added for Shabbos. Agav, Mishabura says, it's Mabur, that if a person generally is supposed to, the things that are said every day come first with regard to the things that are added for Shabbos, the Pesukim de Zimra. However, with regard to Nishmas, Nishmas comes first before the other added things, that means after Baruch Shomer, Ashrei, Yishtabach, one should say Nishmas. If a person after Az Yashir, he jumps straight into Yishtabach, he wasn't thinking, and he goes straight into Yishtabach, then says Mishabura, as long as you didn't, says Biolach, as long as you didn't say the bracha, then it's Beseder, Baruch Hashem Kel Melech, then you should go back and say Nishmas. However, if you said the bracha, then it sounds like from him that you should not go back and say Nishmas. And if you come on time, you won't have to do a dalek, and everything goes Hakalam Akemi Yavim Shalom. The Magid told the Beis Yosef that the people that skip around in davening, they're mahapech tzineris, like the Mishabura brings down in Chelek Aleph. So therefore, you're supposed to. If you come late, that's what you're supposed to do. But you're not supposed to come late.